Do you feel overwhelmed by all the content you have to create for your business and all the things you have to figure out? New tech, social media features, and content platforms. And would you love to feel more confident about your content so you can stop worrying what people think and just get on with posting it? I'm Janet Murray, and I love helping coaches, creatives, and entrepreneurs create super engaging content that generates leads and sales for their businesses. No one starts a business and just knows how to create engaging content. It's a skill that has to be learned and practiced. And there's always something new to learn, no matter how long you've been in business. Like Anna, who's struggling to grow her Instagram following, despite having built a large audience on other content platforms.
It feels ugh. That's actually a word. It's frustrating because many of my peers now, you know, they've hit the 10K. They started in business around the same time as me. And then they've just been scaling 20, 30, 40K.
And Frances, who's so busy looking after her clients, she doesn't have time to create her own content.
I'm being consistent, but just with bad content because I'm not planning. I think that's the underlying issue because I've not got the time. I think it's a little bit of my imposter syndrome kicking in, if I'm completely honest. Everyone has one. Mine's called Hector. And he sits on my shoulder and tells me I'm not very good. And any client is going to pull out at any minute that my business is going to fall flat on its face.
You'll also hear from talented content creators and experts like Janine, who took the courageous step of removing 7,000 of her 8,000 Instagram followers with surprising results.
It was really scary because I thought to myself, no one's going to care anymore. I'm not going to get any engagement. If I remove all these people, my account's just going to be dead.
You'll also get practical tips on content planning and creation from me in the solo episodes. I'm not saying posting times don't matter at all, but what I am saying is that you really don't need to spend hours studying your analytics. You don't need to buy any expensive tools or apps. And you don't need to spend hours reading articles on Google about it. All of which will save you time and help you feel more confident about showing up online in a way that feels good for you. Ready to get courageous with your content? Let's get started.